When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is Wednesday, August 17, 2011. And something I decided on my vacation
yes.
that I would do to actually enhance the program is a new feature. Now,
oh, good.
A lot of you
enhanced
might think that this
programming.
This feature may be considered trite, a little overused.
I love it.
Did you decide to take 2 days off?
I was thinking about new ideas for the show.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Thank you for...
Welcome back.
Right out of the gate. Thanks so much.
And you are...
No waiting with Oscar Santana.
Not at all.
Right.
However, if you added up all the times he was late, it would have made much more than 2 days.
Oh, well, boys, there's
painful.
Plenty of ball busting to come, but yes. before we do that, let me debut...
Oh, a new feature.
Let me debut the new feature that we call... Birthdays.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, there it is.
Good.
There's something new and innovative. Happy birthday today.
Did you steal this from Goldie?
I love Goldie.
I do too.
Only with Kim, though.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play Name That Baby.
Goldie and Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Happy birthday on this date to Franklin D. Roosevelt Jr.
Oh, that's terrific. Ooh,
nice. He was a representative out of New York.
Right.
And he, let me see. Yes,
followed in his
1988.
Footsteps.
Boy, that seems awfully young.
Yeah.
What, he was born in 1988?
I don't know.
Happy birthday.
That doesn't sound right.
Happy birthday to Pearl Bailey, born on this date.
Oh, happy birthday, honey.
Born on this date in 1990.
What?
Now, there's got to be something wrong here.
Can't be right.
I understand that.
What's the next one?
Rudolf Hess.
Uh-huh.
Great man.
Now I know that Rudolf Hess.
From the Hess Oil Company?
He spent 46 years in Spandau Prison.
True! That seems like 46
he
years.
He had a great ballet.
Let me see if there are any other great birthdays.
Who else today? These are like celebrity birthdays.
Does anyone know who Eddie Griffin was, the American basketball player?
Yes, he was a basketball player in the United States.
Eddie Griffin, happy birthday to Eddie Griffin.
An African-American.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
What? What have you
He
found?
Wasn't born in 2007.
Well, that would, yeah, that would
He'd
make him
much
like
five.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Well, what's the problem?
These are not birthdays.
What?
No? These are death days.
Oh, dear. Oh my.
How embarrassing.
They died on... Yeah, now it makes total sense.
Sure.
Pearl Bailey died in 1990 of a heart attack at 72.
What a horrible mistake to make.
I'm so sorry.
She was a great legendary entertainer, Mike.
You're right. Franklin Roosevelt died on his 74th birthday in 1988.
Oh, that's what those dates are.
Yes, yes. Well, I just wanted to say this has all been a contrived piece of comedy celebrating the fact that Michelle Bachmann is a dipshit.
It's her.
Thank you all.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Would you please welcome Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles.
So what's new besides the competition?
I like competition.
I know you.
Yeah.
When you're on 26 years, I mean, where's the challenge?
Gives you a charge.
Yeah, but what do you need a charge? 26 years, walk away, it's over.
Yeah.
I sat with Ed the other night. He said, how long is he going to keep going like this? He's worried about that little tap dancer on Star Search. That show is annoying, Ed. A 4, a 5, a 4.6 for a broad that throws a baton in the air and misses. And then gets a job on this show. Well, he's down there. After 26 years, you reach.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
You got it.
It's good to see you, though, John.
Nice
it's been
to
a
you.
While. In fact, I was at the studio gate tonight. It really was. Sit back. You got the job. Anyway, he's leaning forward like, is he going to leave Johnny now? Is he going to leave? If he leaves, you got problems, because I know. Who's going to move all those beer cakes? Anyway, I was at the gate, and I said, I'm Don Rickles, and the Mexican people, please believe me, a lovable Mexican gentleman. But, you know, he wasn't a scientist. And, Sit back. I'll tell you this.
So what are the old Mexican gentlemen
I get the feeling
saying?
He's on an airplane and he found out the left engine's out. What? So the guy at the gate said to me, you're not on the card. I said, well, just phone the main gate. Hello, main midway. Mr. Rickle, come in. And he stood there for 20 minutes and finally I had to get out of the car, put on a Mexican hat and rake his booth. Anyway, hey, everything you say isn't a gem. You've proven that many times.
You try them out, folks. You don't take your stuff on the road.
Hey, this is a great audition. You do good here, you get on Star Search.
That's right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. As I mentioned before, it is August 17th, 2011, and we are over 8 million downloads and still growing. Our show today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They want the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit SmartTerm, that's with two T's, smartterm.com. You may be surprised at how much life insurance you can get for just a dollar a day.
That's right.
You're young. You could get it for a dollar a day.
Around there, yeah.
Already surprised.
I have to actually do it. I'm going to probably switch over to them, and they're giving me a quote.
That's very cool. Yeah. And they'll look at all your insurance, correct?
Yes.
Very exciting. Call now, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found on their website. Smart Term. Remember, that's two T's.
Right.
SmartTerm.com. It's all I can do not to be staring at this famous death sentence this day in history. It is morbidly fascinating.
Michelle Bachman got us thinking.
You were so excited to find anything out about Pearl Bailey because we haven't discussed her in days.
That's right, honey.
Yeah, honey.
Oh, baby, honey.
Mm, it takes two to tango.
Thank you all for covering for me while I was gone.
Truly missed you.
Welcome back.
I am delighted to be back. It's good to be back in the living room again.
Yeah.
I somehow got lost on my way back from Maine. I don't know exactly
what happened. Did you head
west? No, out west, they'd say.
You need the GPS.
Did you realize that in 754, Carloman.
Who?
The Carloman.
Do you mean perhaps Charlemagne?
No, it's Carloman.
Oh, I thought you just were murdering Charlemagne.
Carloman. Carloman, Abbot of Monte Cassino.
Boo!
Died at 39. Do you know what date?
What?
What year? 754.
Wow.
I like the wow.
That's terrific.
Well, who kept the records then?
I thought the records were lost.
That's fascinating, Jack.
1510, Edmund Dudley, the English treasurer, beheaded.
What are you doing?
And I'm just having a little, just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Mark keeps track of most of the treasurers.
Yes, nobody really
is. Was he a good one?
Excellent.
Nobody.
The real
famous.
Question is this. Yeah. Did she really think that, I almost feel like it's a bad publicity, clearly, but how could you make that type of blunder?
Here's
on
what
such
I hear.
A public forum.
What I hear from a lot of people is that Michelle Bachman, you know, nobody can understand, because when you do that, when you are in that spotlight, when you are a premier national presidential candidate,
right.
you have handlers up the ass.
Right.
You have people.
And you know how hard that can be.
It's very difficult.
Yes, it is.
Well, I know her husband probably has handlers.
Hey. We're praying for him.
But you're constantly getting briefed on what to say,
right.
Who the person is you're going to be shaking hands with, where you're going to go.
Don't cross your eyes.
You can leave.
One of the talking points that you have, you know, you have to know all these things.
Yeah.
How she does that. I mean, how somebody says, wouldn't you figure that they go over the remarks before she gets out there?
I'm sure they do.
If your right-hand man or woman is probably, I would say, 20 feet from you,
right.
As soon as you say the first thing,
they start doing this.
Go and grab her for 2 seconds.
Or you get at least heckled.
Yes.
Right.
It's not his birthday, it's his death day.
Or you shut off the mic or you run to the border.
My thought about a politician is that being a politician, being in office, being a representative, a senator, a president, it's probably probably not that hard. I think most of the work is trying to remember what you need to do.
Yeah, you're trying to remember what you were told to say mm-hmm. 5 minutes
and
earlier.
That's a skill. I mean, you know, every job requires a certain skill set, and the fact to have an immediate recall.
We do a little of that.
Yeah, it's probably one of the hardest aspects of the job.
I see that, but then on the other hand, when I see something like that, in contrast, when I'm watching the nightly news, mm-hmm. I see what the president is doing. And I wish that he was a little more real. He's so polished.
You're right.
So polished.
Too much.
Like,
he's too relaxed.
Yes.
Everything is like, hey, everybody. How you doing?
It's all taken care of.
I saw him coming out of I was fascinated because I love tour buses. You know, my fantasy is to do this show on a tour bus.
Oh, yeah. We'd still like to.
Fantasy that might be coming true.
Yeah.
Sooner than later.
And maybe not a very new one.
Anyway, what I was going to say was, because I'm fascinated on my little Yahoo, on the Yahoo
page.
You're
still on the Yahoo, right?
I know I'm still on it. I like it. It's an old friend.
It's all right. It
is your
friend.
It's comfortable for me.
It is your friend.
And I look at the Yahoo, and the Yahoo says, state-of-the-art new security tour bus for President Obama. And I'm like, I'm all in. I want to check this out. And you see the thing, and you don't get to see inside because it's super secure.
Right. Sure.
But then he comes out of, like, a pie shop or a diner where they gave him a pie, and it's just so, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Got a pie.
Mr. Cool.
Got a pie. There you go. Here, take my pie. There's my handler to take
and
my pie.
I
how
bet
are you?
I bet you $1,000 someone did research what plays better, pie or cake.
Yeah,
the president will have pie.
But as much as you can say about our current sitting president, Barack Obama,
you can say
the
lot.
First African-American president in the history of the United States,
right.
A tremendous accomplishment.
Hold on a second.
We had been trying to keep that from Rob.
I don't think Barack Obama would have effed up the birthday.
No.
I don't think he would have gotten on and said, we played Promised Land, and we're all, and all his, you know, all the people are like, yeah, okay, Michelle.
And it's not just the screw up, it's the conviction with which she goes forth with it. I mean,
and
she
the
can,
repetition.
She can take a wrong fact and just drive it home.
Here's
know?
A question for my Republican brethren. And we don't get political on this show very often.
Right.
But let's get political for just a second, This is a legitimate question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For all the Republicans that listen to this show, and there are many because they send me a lot of hate mail.
Sure.
No.
I have a question. Is this woman at all likable? I mean, that's the question. And you know, I go to the closest thing to a Republican that we have, Oscar Santana.
Yeah. Well, I spend a lot of time in Boston. Clearly, my politics have changed a little bit. Because,
when
you're hanging out with people that make $300,000 a year and you're surrounded by them, you look at tax brackets. Right. So, I will say.
Oh, my.
Oscar's piling on.
They look, they look unhappy. Let me tell you that much.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So, let me say that. I will say that she's doable, but she's not votable.
I agree.
Yeah.
No. I would say doable, but not necessarily likable.
Okay, well, likable.
You know what I mean? And likable in that, hey, she makes me feel warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. She's definitely got a little of the sex appeal.
I also think we need to separate, you know, the rank and file, the just regular folks in the street from the politicians. I know, you know, for Democrats, the Democrats are not always proud of their elected leaders, of the leaders of their party, but they share some same basic principles. And I think Republicans share some same basic principles with their leaders, but they don't always like
the people who are in the lead. My top dog is right now?
Who?
If I was going to vote Republican?
Who?
Mitt Romney.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's my top
dog. That's who
I would go with. A big note of that.
No, he's oily. He looks like he wears a lot of cologne, but I think he seems to know what he's doing.
If he came out and gave a presidential press conference, I'd be okay with that.
Now, my question
is. You know
about,
what I mean? The guy that worries me, I don't like that Texas dude.
Oh, Perry?
He scares me, just like Michelle Bachmann scares me, because they just seem cowboy-esque.
Question about Michelle Bachmann. You say she looks doable, and she can look attractive. And
she looked attractive in her little yellow half jacket that I was
looking at. There are times that she looks very good, and there are times that she looks horrifying.
Right.
But
with the lighting.
When Palin finally announces that she's running, is Bachmann just totally out of luck?
She's toast.
Because she's everything that Bachmann is. And she's pretty.
It reminds me of when Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera were at the top of their game.
Okay. Are they
you
running?
You didn't know who you liked more.
Hell of an analogy,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it reminds me. When Britney, Britney Spears,
and there's
Christina Aguilera, and then we'll throw in the bad girl, Avril Lavigne.
Oh, I like her.
And there's a slogan for Palin, not as dumb as Bachmann.
That would be
a good slogan for
you
her.
You see, now but you're getting that. When you say that, Mr. Partisan Politics, you get it. I'm talking about
dumb is dumb. I don't care what side you're on.
I know, but
who's
it's pure likability.
Who's Madonna going to kiss at the MTV Music Awards? That's the real question.
Mitt
Romney. And I like Mitt Romney because I look at it, first of all, from a comedy standpoint.
Right. Yes.
Let's be honest. Barack Obama has been a very difficult president for the Comedy Factory.
Yeah. He's got the ears.
That son of a bitch on Saturday Night Live has made his living doing it. But all of us that want him to say something
Mike, you said potentially devastating. You said comedy.
Comedy.
The guy on Saturday Night Live really isn't very funny.
Oh, no. Do you ever watch those monologues on Saturday Night Live where the guy does 20 minutes? Like a 20-minute Barack Obama?
Yeah, not funny.
It's like, where's the laugh?
Yeah, where's the punchline?
Now, the thing about Ronald Reagan was a Republican. No more Republican guy than Ronald Reagan.
Right.
I kind of liked Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
You looked at him and you're like, that.
He seemed genuine.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I won't go that far. Well, he didn't really seem genuine.
Let me withdraw that remark. He seemed comfortable,
right,
but not overly polished, not comfortable in a fake
folksy
way.
Folksy comfortable.
Yeah, folksy, I'm okay with that.
I would love Warren Buffett to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it's so funny. I watched that the other night. How many people, really, that are not making a lot of money in this country felt a little relief to see that guy say,
huge relief,
you know what?
Me.
I invest money for people, and they no more give a rat's ass about their tax rate. Because they don't.
Right.
Because they're rich. And it doesn't really. And the super, super, super rich don't really care.
Rightly
they're
going to
invest anyway. And that kind of shoots the theory. And then another guy came, another venture capitalist came on, said the exact same thing. And as someone who made a few shekels back in the day, I wasn't all that blown away. When I was at the top of my earning power.
That was a different America. That was a different time.
But I mean, for me personally, I wasn't all that banged up about it. A few percentage points here didn't really matter. So you got to wonder about that. I'm not trying to be too political, but you just have to say, if they don't give a rat's ass, and you need a few dollars in the kitty. I love the kitty.
You got to shake the money tree.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you get the feeling that after Buffett made that announcement about taxation, he gets a call from Trump? Trump says, "Shut up.
Hey, I don't think that's appropriate.
Don't talk like that."
Warren Buffett is. It's arguably one of the greatest philanthropists of our time. A guy that has given away millions, maybe billions of dollars to charitable organizations.
Right.
This is a man, and he gets three squares a day. I'm not really worried about him that much. So I love what he had to say. And he's one of the first mega, mega, mega billionaires that's come out and said, tax me more.
Seems
I think
honest.
We should do it. I think it would be a really good idea. Yeah. But anyway, it's where we are right now. It's crazy. And I want to talk about me because I was on vacacion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were.
And I want to thank the people up at Channel 6.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
WCSH. Is that it?
Where your friends are.
Where your friends are. And Running Bewitched. At 3 o'clock this afternoon. Wonderful. I believe it comes on at 3 o'clock.
Good programming.
Yeah. Bewitched, the first thing I saw when I walked into the television station. Mm-hmm. Like to say hi to Brett Whitmarsh, who I know listens to the podcast and will be listening today. It was really a lot of fun to go on and promote this very podcast on the Magic Box.
It was fun to watch.
And I just, this is a terrible feeling for radio people. It's a horrible feeling. When you go in and you do TV and you get done doing it and you realize how much fun it is to do, not one of these kind of cameras, but have a real
deal.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you just think about, I think about things like more weight loss and getting my turkey neck adjusted by Dr. Friedman. And
you really could
having
be
the doctor bleach my anus eyes.
If you, if you ended up there, you could be the next Frank Herzog. You could come on right after.
Hey, quarterback.
Right after.
Hey, linebacker.
You could come on and cook pancakes and tease I Dream of Jeannie.
It should be. It was really, it reminds me of two things. Number one, how fun it is to be on the Magic Box. That is a big thrill.
It's pretty cool.
And all of us radio people, we get a real Woody when it comes to being on the Magic Box. Right. The other thing, it reminded me how much of an illusion television is. It still fascinates me. When you think TV, you
really
think, and now here's the new Senator News team coming out right now, and here it is. Yes, from all around the US. Yes, we are flying above the city right now. They're in a dirty little warehouse type room
with a table
with tape everywhere, masking tape on the floor, and they've
small
got
studio.
A plywood table that's sitting there, and the only really great sets are usually done with ESPN and things like that, where they've got the mahogany and all that
and
stuff.
Sitcoms, because sitcoms have to look like real homes and stuff
Do that, but even sitcoms,
They only paint the side you see.
The set of Star Trek, when we were at the set of Star Trek,
TNG.
And we saw those doors that go whoosh, whoosh,
They're wood.
Yeah.
With a rope.
Ropes and pulleys.
That's what they used.
I was, I remember when I had a couple of friends that worked at K-Rock when it was a rock station in New York.
Are you naked without your iPad, Mark?
No, and fine.
They, thank you, Rob. And they would film the E! Show, Howard's E! Show there.
Yes.
And I remember walking into the, one of the production studios and seeing what was basically a cardboard piece of paper that looked like a set
right.
in one of the production studios because they would film in there.
Yes.
And I'd say, what's that? He goes, oh, when you... I was like, is that what I see on TV? Because what you see on TV looks like it's metal and aluminum.
Right, right.
But exactly. It's not.
No, right. It's made out of paper.
Yeah, it's right. Just sitting right there, and it may mm-hmm. just so it looks good on TV.
Don't rip the wall, Mike.
Did I show you guys the picture that I had from the set?
No, we never saw it.
See, I need all you guys around to do anything technological. I can't do it on my
While you bring
own.
It up, can we go to the clip? I'd like to play a brief clip of you when you discuss some controversy.
On Channel 6. Oh, we don't need to do that, Rob.
All right, let's play it. Let's go to the audio tape.
Can I bring something up that's a little controversial
sure.
here? I have no idea how many people watch. Is it the 207 or 207?
We just go with 207.
You go with 207?
Maybe the 207 will pick up.
I'm a big fan. but anyway, I...
What a jerk.
What an a-hole.
Awesome.
I had this issue up in Hancock County, and yeah. I've got... I was told that if I brought this to the television station... Sure.
Showing my speeding ticket.
You know, we'll show that very quickly. I don't want anybody to... Now, can somebody on TiVo freeze that and probably get all my numbers
probably,
right?
Probably, yeah.
If it happens pixelated or something like that, you know, I'll put it... but anyway, I was just wondering if there's anybody... Is there anybody around here that could fix this? This ticket that I have here, is there... It's it was a sheriff in Hancock. He was very nice, but you know.
Is he a fan of the show?
Well, I went. You know, I said I wasn't going to do the main accent up there, but I got up about 7 o'clock to go buy groceries for breakfast. And when I came home, I said, you know, we've got a family of 12 up there. Yeah. I said it's going to be a $300 breakfast that you've had because of this little. I was going a little fast, so don't speed. It's a bad thing to do.
There you go.
Hey, Rob, you will laugh at this one. Show Rob this picture.
No problem.
From the set of Channel 6 up in Maine.
That is me on the set.
That
of,
is Mike
of
at
News
the
Center.
And it's a, what channel? Oh. Channel 6.
Channel 6.
Channel 6.
The
News
NBC
Center.
Affiliate in Portland, Maine.
Mike, Action News O'Mara. This, we must get this to Mark so we can use this as today's show.
All right. Thank
good.
You.
That's
good.
Great. And would you sign it?
But it was, you know, just getting back to this. I talked about this on that radio station this morning. And I will tell you.
A lot of times I bring it up.
Yeah. Thank you. But anyway, what I was going to say is it was this moment that I was having on my first day of vacation. And I got up early and I went in, I bought breakfast. And I was so, like, in that first day of vacation
mode.
It was
the best because you still got
I was actually singing along.
Sure. Full of hope.
I was.
What were you singing?
I think I was singing to? Don't Stop Believing or some
right.
either Journey or maybe
exactly.
REO Speedwagon. I forgot what it was.
Exactly.
But I'm just going, Sheriff Gummy turning around. Oh, God damn it.
No.
And he turns around. This is the main drag that I'm on. And he pulls it back at me. And I didn't know that up on the hill, somewhere hidden behind like a blueberry bush or something, is a 40-mile-an-hour speed sign. And I was
hidden
going
behind a huge stack of lobsters.
I was going, yeah, that's right, with a lobsterman there, and a big cardboard cutout of the Pepperidge Farm guy,
yellow
who's
raincoats.
Not even from Maine. It was hidden behind a giant lobster
and the
claw.
Gorton's fisherman.
Exactly a man in a lobster suit.
And the cop comes up. The sheriff comes up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa.
And he's pissed.
Oh. Older
you know,
guy, younger.
The guy, he's, you know, older, younger is harder for me now, Oscar, but he was probably close to my age.
Okay.
Oh, so very
so
old.
He was
younger guy.
So he was elderly. And he comes up to the window.
Took
and,
a long time for him to get to the car.
You know, do you know how fast you were going?
Oh, I hate
no. No, I was just doing it to piss you off.
Was
Sheriff,
there anybody else on the road?
Sheriff Bum F County.
Was there anybody else on the road?
No. It was 7:20 on a Sunday morning in a place that has one person per every 500. RJ, you were up there. You know there's nobody up there.
It was empty.
It was empty. Wow. I mean, where we live,
well, now
it's
I believe
empty.
It.
It's empty up mm-hmm. there. If you take a right and you go to National Parkland, with all their nerds.
Oh, you're bitter.
Know. Oh, I'm a bitter man. You have no idea.
You said, excuse me, officer, I'm not aware of the speed I was going, but are you a fan of the song Don't Stop Believing?
You know, I know I didn't have any game on the guy because I didn't, even my attorney who's down here, and I can drop his name and be successful occasionally. I can drop the radio station's name. I can drop the podcast.
You should have mentioned Teddy.
I don't think the podcast would have.
Mention Teddy.
Teddy.
Teddy O'Mara.
Teddy and I had some good quality time.
He's hooked up there.
Do you know Officer Jerky?
Hey, you know what? I shouldn't say this. No, Teddy got a big main client.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Teddy's in the advertising business now, and I want to say congratulations.
Well, yeah.
Love you. Love you.
Yeah. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want to mess
things up. Right, okay. Exactly.
I shouldn't. It's the Big Blueberry Company up there.
Oh, that's nice. We love this show.
What's the Big Blueberry that you have down here? You get them at Costco.
Yeah, I don't know the name. I don't know the brand. I know they're the best.
Wyman's? Weimer's?
Weimerander?
No, not Weimerander.
That's a dog.
Yes, it's they say they're the blueberries. Come on.
Right.
Nobody
out of Maine?
Yes.
We'll look it up.
I think it's up right now.
We love blueberries on this
we
show.
We do.
And so anyway, where was I? I totally lost my
train of thought. The sheriff walks up.
So the sheriff walks up. He's pissed off, and I get this massive fine. And like $245.
Ooh, BS.
So I get back to the house, and I say to
Did he cite you at a certain speed?
He gave me like one breakdown for whatever reason.
Okay, so it wasn't reckless.
So it wasn't 500. It was 225.
But I came back and said, "Enjoy your $300 breakfast."
That sucks.
Hope you like it. And sort of set the tone for the
broadcaster. Mike O'Mara was clocked going 300 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone.
I feel like if you're up there and you're patronizing, and he clearly knows you're from out of town.
I was patronizing. I said, "That is lovely outfit you're wearing, Sheriff."
Such a good job enforcing the law.
If you're
bringing your tourist dollars.
Rob did patronizing better than I did patronizing.
Did
right
I
there.
Use the word wrong?
No.
No.
It has two meanings.
If you're a patron of the, if you're a tourist.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're patronizing the local business.
If you're a summer person and you are contributing to the economy.
That's what I would say.
I can interpret for you. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. So you were saying if you're contributing to the economy
yes,
up there,
yes. tourist,
then you should get a break.
Yes.
But no, they see the Virginia tag and they're like, oh, Chris.
They call you a city slicker.
Wyman's. Yeah, so
call you a city slicker?
No, he was okay, but it was just, he was a little angry. And then this is a main drag. You know the route, RJ. It's the route that comes from Ellsworth to Hancock Point, and it's a highway. It's there. There's no other highway equivalent around the area.
I was driving 55 to 60 myself.
Yeah, and I happened to be driving a little faster.
He was 90.
Because I was actually clipping home to get, where I was going to cook breakfast. Uh-huh. And it sort of set the tone for,
What did you buy for breakfast? Did you buy any Wyman's blueberries?
No, I actually, this will disappoint you. I bought two dozen eggs. Uh-huh. Okay. I bought two big loaves of white bread.
Okay.
I bought thick cut bacon.
Already I'm not disappointed.
That's amazing. Okay.
I know. You had some food stuff on your Facebook page. We'll talk about everybody else's vacation, uh-huh. including, not really vacation story, but the fact that Oscar Santana has a male masseuse.
Oh,
we
boy.
Will do that when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, and it's great to be back.
Welcome.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Wait Not. I'm delighted to be back on this program. When you go on vacation, quite naturally, you're going to have a moment or two where you eat some food that's bad for you.
The hardest thing to do when you diet is to deviate from the norm.
And you know what? I am so happy to be back on my Wait Not food. Because it teaches you those sustainable habits we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's good to have bad food once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has a moment where they have a treat that might not be the best thing for you in the world, but Wait Not. I'm ready for my taco salads again.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to take my supplements. They're going to let the weight fall off me. I'm happy that I've lost 50 pounds, and I'm happy to be back on Wait Not because now I want to go straight to 60 and maybe 70 pounds. And God forbid, dare I say it, maybe 80 pounds.
What?
Wow.
What?
80 good for pounds. You, Mike O'Mara.
And that would be where I want to be.
And that's when you switch back to the thin cut bacon.
Yes. That's when I will hang out with Oscar's friend.
Can't use her name.
Oh, we call her Chippy.
What, you can't?
Why? We'll edit that out.
Do you want me to die?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll edit that out.
My car to be keyed.
I'm sorry.
I don't want you to die.
No problem.
Why? I didn't know that was taboo.
We just call her Chippy.
I had no idea that was taboo.
Yeah.
Oh, did you already say you can't say her name?
No, yeah, well, you know, it's okay. I
feel really bad about
well,
that.
Well, people, right. No, we'll fix it.
So was a big there was a big controversy.
That's all I've been doing is disappointing people lately.
No, anyway. When the
that
witness,
could be the straw that broke the camel.
No, it's going to be fine.
You missed a couple days and you weren't aware that the witness protection program, when they reinvented yeah. Chippy and they gave her the new job and the new, we're not allowed to talk about
okay,
her.
Okay, I got it.
But
no
you're
problem
a big
at all.
Fan regardless.
I'm talking about Wait Not. Yeah. It's 855-934-45. I'm talking about Wait Not.
And we keep getting great letters from listeners about their success with Wait Not as well.
That's right. He's hurting
so
you, Mike.
And many of the other fine products made
why
by.
Why don't you simply say, read the goddamn letter.
I was trying.
All right. Is this the Las Vegas guy?
I don't even know anymore. I think so.
I've been an avid listener. This is about Wait Not.
Right.
I've been an avid listener since you guys first made it to Las Vegas and love the new format. So do I. Mm-hmm. An hour a day is perfect, yep. And the show just seems to keep getting better. My wife of 17 years, Evelyn... You don't hear that name very often anymore. Evelyn.
I know an Evelyn.
She just signed up with Wait Not.
Of course.
17 years of my cooking have caught up with her. So he's the cook. That's
apparently.
Interesting. And she's ready for a change. Me too. Lori at Wait Not could not have been nicer.
Good to know.
I'll keep you updated on her progress. Any plans to start a daily video blog? The he's and the hers are confusing me
confusing.
In this letter.
I can't wait to watch that blog.
Lori at Wait Not. Could
it's a
not
vlog,
have been
right?
It would be a vlog,
oh,
yeah, a video vlog.
Okay. See, it's a writing thing, mm-hmm. with all due respect.
Yes.
Lori at Wait Not could not have been nicer, and I'll keep you updated on Evelyn's progress.
All right.
And oh, so he plans
his,
to...
He put his
people
wife
are happy,
on
Mike.
What the hell is going... Here's the sentence, okay?
I
this is a Wait Not commercial, and I'm really happy that people are sending this. Lori at Wait Not couldn't have been nicer. I'll keep you updated on her progress, and he plans to start a daily video blog.
I want to be mad at him, but that's how I write.
You know, it really is
so
how
So let me
write.
Do the
not
editing.
Making a strong case.
I will do the editing and hopefully make sense of this.
Very good.
Lori at Wait Not could not have been nicer. I assume that's the person they're working with at Wait Not.
Right.
I'll keep you updated on Evelyn's progress.
Right.
And she plans to start a daily video blog.
Oh, Evelyn.
Right. Okay.
Evelyn plans to start
but
one as well.
But it says he.
Right.
Well, I don't
hope the video
that
blog
could be a missed
a
keystroke. Yes.
Yeah. Incidentally, I take back anything bad I said about this guy. How about a trip to Las Vegas? Mm. I'm a floor supervisor, pit boss, at a major Las Vegas strip resort, and would love to meet the whole gang. Thanks for all the laughs. Shalom, Tim Walker.
See, and now, isn't the writing so much less important now?
The writing is delicious.
We'll see, Mike. We'll see him at the Tangiers.
All right, now, Rob.
Yes, Mike.
I know you covered on your first 2 days, you covered your vacay.
Pretty
correct?
Much, yeah.
So Oscar came in today, and Oscar will occasionally drop a bombshell that I am very surprised about.
Yeah.
You have a male masseuse.
Yeah, we touched on this briefly. I go to
he touched
a,
on
a subscription,
briefly.
A monthly subscription massage.
I am a not gay a, American.
Not a parlor, but a service.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I occasionally end up
oh my God, gay.
With a guy masseuse because of scheduling conflicts.
Now
let's go back
a couple months. Because
I am a gay American.
You've been taking a massage for some time, and it's a great pleasure. It's a great luxury to be able to take a massage.
Yes.
And you mentioned a few months ago that due to scheduling, you were given a male masseuse.
Yes.
Which
was awkward.
Would that be a masseur then? Or is it a masseuse?
No, it's a masseur.
Okay, so you got a masseur.
It's goddamn uncomfortable is what it is for me.
But then
not
we kind of left
Now
it.
Listen, and this not is not him. Sexual. This is just I have had it happen to me one time, and it's not something I find.
Well,
I
what it eliminates the thing you're hoping for.
I think probably in a perfect world.
Yeah.
Any man that is to take a massage at a resort would love to be a Playboy bunny come in there and then eventually, you know.
You want to keep that complete. Fantasy alive.
You want to have a very defined line when the massage is over.
I don't.
A clear ending.
For me.
Yeah, and like your massage should end like this, ladies and gentlemen.
Please tip as you exit.
I've never been privy to anything like that. Though I could understand what you're saying when you sign up for Kim and Kim comes and he's
me,
a dude.
Neither.
Yes. So, I have stepped up my fitness game as of late.
And boy, it shows.
It does.
In the last couple months.
Boy, does it show.
Would you like to stand for our viewers?
Stop it.
Can we see your ass?
No, I can't.
Stand and spit.
I can't. Make it spit for the captain.
I
meant to say spin.
So because I've
I thought you said stand and spit.
Either one. Well,
that's funnier. Stand and spit works.
Because I have been running and going to CrossFit more.
Mm-hmm.
I have really horrible cramping problems with my muscles.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And
you know, I ran a little bit on my vacation.
You did?
Yeah, we have tape of it. Can I roll
it? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a tape of me running.
Mike running.
Oh!
You win.
So I get
and for that you got a ticket.
I get really tight in certain parts of my body.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Which affects how I can actually do some of the workouts. So I have to go to for a weekly massage.
Let me take a look at you. Have you really been working out?
Yes.
Really?
I can take off my shirt.
No.
Okay.
No, God, ew.
Maybe just for a sec.
Not like
stop
I.
Stop it. What's your problem?
Well, you know, Mike, when you were out on Monday, these two did some salsa dancing during the show.
Really?
Yeah, but I broke it off before he did.
Was that just out of the pure joy that I wasn't here?
Yes.
Was.
No,
yes,
did you know there's a move in salsa where men hit women?
Really?
And I didn't want any part of that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like it sounds
smack
great.
Them?
No, no. You basically. You hit their arm away and you're supposed to catch it when it comes back around. Yes. Because
hey.
Raymond and I went to a salsa club on Saturday night.
I would have loved to be with you guys. That would have been so much fun. I love that music. There's a place in Arlington called Caribbean Breeze.
We should go. I've heard about it.
Yeah. Oh, dude,
sounds
like
a song by Tony Orlando.
Caribbean Breeze, Rob. So anyway.
So yeah. The only time I have to go to get a massage is before work at like 8 a.m.
Right.
And at 8 a.m., mostly women go at that time. Mm-hmm. So most of the male masseuses are the only guys that are available.
Masseurs.
Right.
Or masseurs. And if you
think you can say masseuses.
If you want to get a girl, you really have to plan weeks in advance.
Dr. Sewer.
I called up about 2 months ago and I say, look,
green eggs and ham.
I could do an 8 a.m., but do you have a female? Because I'm more comfortable with a female. Right. I really am.
I am too. I don't like a man put his hands on me.
And I've only had maybe a couple massages from a couple men, mm-hmm. and it just didn't work. It just made me uncomfortable.
Right.
Hi, my name is Trip.
Hello, I'm Tab. I'll be your masseuse today.
So they set me up with a guy whose name is Andre.
Of course it is.
Well, I suppose, but once you got to know him, you could call him Dre.
Hey, you just wiggle your finger. I'm your masseuse.
So I show
wonderful.
Up, and I'm a little uncomfortable because where I get tight are on my quads and my glutes.
Yeah. Oh, God, your buttocks.
Well, that's what happens when you run a lot.
Oh, okay.
Of course. Yes. So
you seem to be like laying that on me.
I wasn't trying to say anything.
Ten
to
more
you.
Pounds. Hi, just 10 more pounds.
Andre, I don't know if I'm dehydrated, but my balls are cramped.
I hope he didn't check the oil, Oscar.
So,
well, his name is Andre.
Andre is from the Eastern Bloc.
Wow.
This is so. You know what? Oh, I swear to God, if I didn't know any better, I think you were faking this, but it's. Too goddamn
that's
good
amazing.
To be
Andre
true. That is wonderful stuff.
Request him at the Falls Church Massage Envy, please.
Does he look like the boyfriend of the black girl on the C word or the big C?
Hey, boy, check. Time for your massage.
I'm Andre. I'm big masseuse with big hairy back. Yes,
what was great about Andre, and the reason why I keep going back to him, I think this is my eighth massage with him.
The alleged reason.
Is that...
Eight times? Eight? God, you're practically brothers.
I say no more.
And I requested him again next week.
Of course.
Really? You do.
Because Andre gets deep into that
muscle.
Well,
he used to be a sports therapist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he does things that a regular masseuse wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm. He's actually, perhaps you remember him, he used to coach Mary Lou Retton.
So...
That guy with the
changed
mustache.
His name.
The way that
Bella,
no wrestling.
The way
moves.
That we progressed was, I've never been comfortable being naked on a massage table. Period. I usually wear boxer briefs,
but you are now.
And we kind of have
more than comfortable.
We have a routine where he knows that I'm gonna be tight around my glutes.
Uh-huh.
He knows that I'm gonna be tight around my my quads.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and my hamstrings are always tight.
Sure.
Thank you for the tip.
That usually he has to say. I'm going to roll down your underwear now so I can get to your glutes.
Does he say that?
He used to have to say that. And then finally, I think we've come to a place in our business arrangement.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Andre.
Where I think the reason I'm bringing it up today, finally he said to me today, he said, Oscar, I think that...
So your dad is massaging you now?
Yeah, that's the only voice I can do.
Try Italian.
You're doing a Bolivian accent.
That's all I have.
With Robert's Italian.
It would be more like that.
Okay.
And on my table, yes.
I will check the prostate whenever the F.
Oh,
I
no,
please.
No. He's very careful not to touch where you shouldn't be touching.
How do you feel? Hey, Oscar, how you feel about prostate health?
So today
I can check for
is
you.
The first day where he says, look.
It is time to express.
I could continue.
It's like my cat.
It's time to express, my. Gland. You get good workout with running if I check glands for you.
First, I go to desk up front and get extra towel. That's him. Oh, that's Oscar's masseur.
No, he's much younger.
I treat you like dog in veterinarian.
I take 2 seconds off your 50.
So today a breakthrough. Something
a breakthrough.
Today something new.
Where he's actually going up to the U.S. Open to work on some of the athletes. That's how good he is.
Is this U.S. Open golf or U.S. Open tennis?
Tennis in New York.
I get Andrew Roddick. what's the tennis player? I don't know tennis.
Andy
player.
Roddick.
Andy Roddick. Roddick.
Roddick.
Not Roddick.
Yeah. Hi, this is Andy Roddick.
Oh, incidentally, programming note, please, somebody write this down because I will forget.
Okay. Right.
Please. Mystery man on the show tomorrow. I need to know. We need to find out about a mystery man. His name, Peter Roddick.
Oh, yes. No.
Okay, all right. Okay. Say no more.
Interesting.
Peter Roddick.
Wow.
The unknown fat Roddick.
All right.
Oh boy.
Go ahead.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I just say I was on. I haven't had a lot to do.
So,
so
today,
what's
and I'm not going to try the voice again. He says, "Look,
Andre.
You clearly were comfortable enough with each other, and." Like he's done things to me that
he begins to unbutton.
Really,
you
I wouldn't really be comfortable with even a female masseuse.
Really,
yeah, it's just a
okay.
Right.
Backside done, ready to roll over. You want wax balls?
There we go.
So he said, "How about next time you come, you just you take all your clothes,
skip the shorts,
yeah, because all he does is
wait
roll
a minute,
down.
Wait a minute, he said that.
Well, because he just ends
all right, you got to tell who's the celebrity this
he
guy.
He takes them off all the time, basically. He rolls them down to like my upper thigh.
Who's the
to
celebrity
work on my
he
glutes.
Most resembles? He's guy. Oh, I bet he's attractive. I always think Oscar's got a little gay in him. I bet he's attractive.
No.
Is he muscular?
No, he's got that.
Mike, he's a dead ringer for Eric
I would
Northman.
Say John Malkovich.
I was not far off.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks a
John
little like
John Malkovich?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Scary eyes?
What he does with his hands is amazing. Yeah.
Isolate that.
Yeah. Isolate the whole
like,
segment.
A part of me was thinking, what would it take?
I turned
what
down
would it take,
back of underwear and gently tickle right
what
over
would
the
it take
bacon.
For him to come to D.C. and do it at my place? Because it's really an inconvenience to go and schedule around.
So where is your incidentally, where's your massage envy located?
It's in Falls Church.
Falls Church.
Don't harass the guys if you're listening. He's really professional. Please.
We're
kidding around here,
but you know the animals out there.
No, they're total animals. But so the underwear rolled down.
Yeah.
So he suggested the naked.
Well, he just said, "Look, I."
Or did you suggest it?
Because
I wouldn't put that past
you. And did you suggest
ass.
Or ask?
I didn't say anything. He just said, "Next time,
Andre,
you know,
I could simply
smile
be
sweetly.
On the table, you know, buttocks akimbo."
Some of
I just wanted
he
to say
said
akimbo.
Some of my clients prefer just coming in nude because we're comfortable enough,
right?
Because I work certain areas.
Did you ask if he would also be nude?
No, I didn't ask him that.
Tell him that would add to
but
your
I,
comfort.
But I said yes without even flinch. I
well,
said,
of course.
You mind if I put on some music to relax you more?
Oh, it's not like that.
There we go.
He knows the human body.
He knows the male body.
He
knows,
does he ever?
He knows the male body.
He knows Mike where one body part stops and another begins.
I tell you, my
the gentle curve of a Bolivian ass.
My performance at CrossFit and running has improved at least 20 to 30% because I am not as tight as I used to be.
And is this place massage?
Isolate that
massage scrotum.
You know what I mean?
Massage.
Jeez.
Is this located
it's a chain.
It's a national franchise.
All right, let me ask you this. Yeah. As someone who's gotten a massage before.
Yes.
When he does the glutes.
Yes.
And he does the quad.
Yes.
And the quad
and
is the back
of
the thigh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And does he ever do the groin?
No groin.
No groin?
And he's polite.
When he's doing the quad.
Yes.
How far do the fingers go?
Not far enough. Jeez. Not
far enough. Taint nobody's business if I do.
Not so far to make me uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. I don't want this segment to be
tainted.
No, you don't want that.
And
Mike, part of the segment or the whole thing?
And when he does Mike Ludes, he tells me, he's like, okay, I'm going to touch what I teared. And he puts his hand where he's going to touch. And I said, okay,
I'm going to touch right here.
Because I'm on my stomach, clearly.
And that's when Oscar starts shimmying lower.
How about we play a little game before we proceed with massage here at Massage Envy? Pietty kick, big ears, man.
No, I'm on my stomach, so it's okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't you raise buttocks up so Andre easier to get to? I look like John. So he's bald?
He's bald.
Do you ever, yeah. Oscar, young Oscar chick, do you ever do impression of, say, Gateway Arch?
No, I don't do that. I knew I couldn't
I want
talk
you to
about
raise
this.
Your, I want you raise to your
do,
hips.
I want you to do cat stretch for me on table.
One, I think
let
that
yourself, let your manliness flow freely.
It speaks
is
volume.
Is it possible for you to maybe pull knees to chin?
I think it speaks volumes.
You come in next Thursday. I'm going to bring Andre's magic stick.
Oh. I brought it from Prague. I had to use it as carry-on piece of luggage.
I bring special magic massage stick
and the extension cord.
How about you'd like me to bring corn on cob? I bring Andre's homemade garden, Victory Garden. I bring vegetables.
Have you ever seen my mom's rolling pin?
I think it speaks volume.
How many massages you have with Andre so far?
This is my eighth.
He's counted every one.
I go every week.
I say, God bless Oscar Santana for bringing something up like this to bring great joy to me. Awesome. That is fun.
I think it speaks volumes of how confident I am. And one, the type of job that Andre does.
Yeah, what kind of job is that?
Well, he just does. Hey.
Hands down.
That's right.
The best job ever.
That's right. And this segment really doesn't blow.
Okay. We have to take a break.
Yes, ready?
We will revisit
I'm
this. We will revisit this. You are best subject ever. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh God. That's Jesus.
Like best about that story was the happy ending.
Yeah. Buzz, that was worth waiting through the commercial break. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. We talk about it all the time. I must tell you, I don't just talk about this to people. I am so proud of this because this, to me, is the ultimate partnership between the listeners of this show and this show and all of us. We have to figure out ways, sometimes more than others, to monetize and to feed this show
to
so it keeps going and how we make our living. So please, if you're going to go and do some internet shopping, go to Amazon, but go through our page first.
It's so easy. There's a search engine on our page.
Yeah, our page.
Right there.
The page.
Go to our page. When you do that, it's simple, folks. We don't make any bones about it. We don't tell you any fibs here. We get credit for it.
Yeah.
And we get credit for it, and it's just like making a donation to the show.
Yeah.
If you love this show, you want this show to keep going, go to Amazon through our show. You go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
And you pay the same great prices.
Same price doesn't change the price at all. It's just they like us even more the more you use it.
Right.
So thank you for shopping Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com. As Rob said, search engine right there on our page. Thank
Easy
you very much.
Easy peasy Japanese, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. Way to use the 1940s terminology.
And speaking of the 1940s, we're also glad to have you back, and I have a welcome home gift from Tab Patterson. He remastered another Buddy Rich 78 for you.
Oh, wow.
And Tab has he's changed the needle that he's using.
Right.
This sounds amazing. This was
Hey, you know what I want to I just want to interrupt you there. You know what I want to do, because I don't think I ever did this.
What's that?
When do I get to do the GPS thing?
Oh.
I really am totally into doing that. Tell Tab I really want to do that.
I got the script. We can do it tomorrow.
Oh, I totally want to do that.
Oh, we can do that. Absolutely.
I really, really do.
But this is a recording. This piece of plastic was pressed in 1946.
Wow.
And this is Buddy Rich. The song is called Quiet Riot.
From a Fit 78.
It would have been very cool to be around
and see this these were the rock stars of their day.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And you know, people would gather in these big giant music halls and listen to this kind of stuff. And the only difference between what they did back then and what they do was this really the level of musicianship that you had.
I agree.
All these guys were unbelievably accomplished musicians in these bands, and it was very cool.
And also the fact they were doing this largely without amplification.
Right.
This recording was no doubt made
with a microphone.
But a major, major pat on his back, the fact that he's got a record sounding like that.
Truly amazing to think they did that with one microphone.
That's how they did it.
Not multi-layered, no processing, just a bunch of guys blowing on horns.
It had to do with how they set up on the stage. That's why the horns are in the back and the strings are up front.
So is that what it is?
Yeah.
To get the right mix.
All geography.
Way to go, Tab. Nice job.
All right, yeah, we mentioned amazing. This earlier. My brief salute to Michelle Bachmann. Here's the actual tape that we discussed at the front of the show. Yesterday, not Elvis's birthday, Elvis's
right.
death day.
Right.
He'd been dead 34 years.
Before we get started, let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today. Happy birthday.
Someone laughed.
On his death day. We played you a little bit of Promised Land when we pulled up, but you can't do better than Elvis Presley, and we thought we'd celebrate his birthday as we get started the celebrating Take Our Country Back Tour.
Such conviction.
That's what it is. It's the conviction that makes it funny. It's even funnier to watch.
Yes.
But at the same time, and I know she's, you know, there's something about her that's just like, I bet she's a catwoman.
A minx.
Well, she turned that guy gay, though.
A minx.
Turned her husband gay.
See, I look at Michelle Obama, and that she doesn't strike me as being somebody
who would scare me.
She's not somebody that I would think would be, like, really uninhibited.
No. Yeah, she's very official,
proper. Yeah,
very
you know, proper. And a lot of times I like when a woman has nice toned arms, but when I see the toned arms on Michelle Obama, I think she'd use that strength to kill me.
you couldn't knock her arm in Salsa Dancing.
No, you couldn't. And just while we're talking, Bachmann, remember when she said that John Wayne was born in Waterloo?
But what I want them to know is, just like John Wayne was from Waterloo.
She meant John Wayne Gacy.
Right.
Whoever's writing those things for her or telling her about these needs to be fired.
And my favorite gaffe.
That person's probably already been fired. There's another gaffe?
One more gaffe. This is my favorite one when she says that the founding fathers fought tooth and nail against slavery.
Mm. We know there was slavery that was still tolerated when the nation began. We know that was an evil. And it was a scourge and a blot and a stain upon our history.
Right, a scourge.
But we also know that the very founders that wrote those documents worked tirelessly until slavery was no more.
Except
that's how it happened.
Yeah,
because those people that lived well over 100 years.
See, and I would argue that somebody has been briefing her and has been briefing her properly, and she just can't.
You think she
can't
do it?
Some people can't.
You know, the thing about her is I think it's just comedy gold. It really is. And keep them coming, and I like that. And I don't care what the process is. I hope they don't fire the person that's giving her that advice.
Right.
I'm looking forward to more of these.
They are fun.
Yeah.
Do you remember a name from your past, Mike? I'm going to mine your head here. Do you remember a name, Duffy Strode?
Ooh.
It sounds familiar.
It goes back to your morning show on WAVA. He was a 7 or 8-year-old preacher kid.
Duffy Strode kid like that. Here we are. We didn't have him on, right? We just played tape of him.
You tried to call him for many weeks, and I think you mostly got into altercations with Mr. and Mrs. Strode.
Duffy Strode, and I remember they were from that part of the world.
Yeah. You would call and harass the parents to get the kid on the line?
Yeah. You know what?
As I recall,
brilliant.
May I digress momentarily since we're on the subject? I'll forget it. Watched one of the worst movies I have ever seen in my life last night.
The Smurfs?
This movie was called, I block it when I don't like it, but I think Dead or Alive or something. It was about these fundamentalist religious people that kidnap this guy and torture him, and it's with Andie MacDowell. Who plays this burn victim because it is so rough. I was watching it, and it was so bad it was good, but I finally just couldn't hang with it anymore.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody Dead or Alive or something.
I'm looking.
What you should have watched,
I know I've got the title wrong.
Go via Andie MacDowell. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, right. Andie MacDowell. This was one of the worst films I have ever seen.
Fairly recent?
Yeah, reasonably recent.
Wow.
It's the guy that stars in this, Rob, is the guy in the Kevin Spacey movie about the horrible boss.
Oh, Frank Whaley.
Frank Whaley?
Uh-huh.
That's the young kid.
Yeah, Swimming with Sharks.
Yes, Swimming with Sharks. Yes.
And is he also, he's also got a small role in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, Frank Whaley
is the one that has the big kahuna burger.
This movie, the detail of this movie is so rough, even down to the guy's got SS tattooed on his neck, and even that was looked like it had been done in pen.
Yeah. Wow. Is it as good as Dead?
As good as Dead.
Yeah, not so good.
As good as Dead. If you want So Bad It's Good, check out As Good as Dead.
Well, what you should have watched last night, Mike, was the National Geographic Channel and their new show, Pint-Sized Preacher.
Oh, no.
This is a four-year-old kid named Cannon Tipton.
And here's
the deal. I always get labeled on this show as anti-religion. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of fervor frightens me, and I find it off-putting. Keep in mind, this is a four-year-old kid that's been preaching since he's two.
Wow. Okay.
And he gets up, and he does like this. Tell me if this isn't just a little horrifying.
Like a man's church to the man's church of Pentecost. Of Pentecost. Of Pentecost.
Oh,
is going to do for the one Lord. Mississippi. Where that Jackson is.
Watching too many Jim Baker films.
The Lord done for us.
And he does the thing where
there
is more, but he does the thing like he wipes his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
He gestures.
Well, he's mimicking his parents. It's just
mimicking his dad.
To.
Yeah.
This, you know what this is? This is like the male equivalent of those
pageant
girls.
For little girls. Yeah.
And he does sound a little bit like the lady from Poltergeist.
Yes, he does.
And then he's gonna praise out his tears and just worship God.
Is he speaking in tongues?
Worship God. They're gonna do it. That means God has to do it. And then Jesus has to do it. And then God has to do it. And then Jesus. Whoa! I love to preach something tonight.
All right,
we are definitely getting dumber.
Yeah, I think
we're
so.
Definitely getting dumber.
We're
I think the reason that this country is in rough shape is because we really are moving in the. You know, there's some people that are very smart and you know go to school and do
Thank
all
you.
That type of thing. But
wow!
But can I hear just one more bit of it
in a moment? But I want to issue now that we're going to play a game, Mike. It's the Mike O'Mara impression game.
Okay,
I want you to create in your head the way you think that boy's father sounds, and then I will play the tape of the father, and I bet you get it just about right.
All right, this is what he would sound like.
Okay.
We're very happy to have him participate. We do believe that he is a special man. I have not heard that.
All right, let's see. I think he might, by memory serves, you might have gone a little low, but you got the dialect
right.
Let
me go up. Okay.
I think that he's a good boy, and he takes care of his family, and that's why we're happy to have this young feller as a preacher. And God knows that the Lord will show the way.
Okay, let's go to the tape.
That's right.
Well, one word comes to my mind, and I believe it's phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I really believe it's a phenomenon what Cannon does.
Uh-huh. I give you full credit.
Yeah,
Mike.
I do.
Pretty
impressive.
Winner. You want to hear Cannon again?
Just one little bit.
Man's church to the man's church of Pentecost. Of Pentecost. Of Pentecost. Is going to do for the one Lord.
I'd watch that show.
I'm going to go Steve-o it.
Yeah. Remember, the Lord done for us.
All the people out there, yeah!
Here we go.
And then he's going to praise out his tears and just worship God. And then he's going to worship God. But the Lord is going to do it. That means God has to do it. And then Jesus has to do it.
His diction is so bad he can't understand
right.
it.
Well, I blame the fact that he was brought up in that part of the country.
Come on, Rob. We have listeners in that part of the country.
Okay.
A couple of them.
Yeah. Shep Smith. Why does Shep Smith always misspeak?
Because Shep is special and
surrounded at Fox News.
My morning show producer, Jeff Shamrock, was in New York City over the break. Thank you, Rob. Said they walked by the Fox studios and they caught Shep out in front on his BlackBerry. Chain smoking.
I don't doubt it.
Sure. I would, Rob, if you and I were walking along that street,
we would be so into that.
We would find a place to hide
and watch
and stare at that until it was done.
Oh, yeah.
He could smoke for 2 hours, and I was just like, look at that one right there. I love Shepard Smith.
Yeah, we all do.
Absolutely love him.
Shep had trouble with the phrase top cop.
Now, if you have, how long is this clip?
This is like maybe 20.
All right, I've heard this before. Tell me if you don't think Shep's just having a bad day to start with.
Yeah,
I think
he's
so.
Messing this whole segment.
And we all have those.
Okay, so he was trying to say top cop.
Right.
And Bratton reportedly says he'd want to be London's cop top. Top
Top cop, but critics say his style won't work in Europe.
So the word that he messed up, it was a chicken.
And he hit the table.
He hit the table. I got a theory on that. Uh-huh. Now, this is conspiracy theory.
Go ahead.
Shep's no idiot.
No, he's very bright.
Shep knows how viral this will go. Do you think maybe Shep, by hitting the table, goes, it'll make it look like I'm really mad, and that'll cover for the fact that I did it on purpose, and I know this is going to go viral.
No, I think he mistakenly said it, but then plays it up to make
that's
it better.
Fair.
I don't think he would ever say it
you
on purpose. Hear
it again. Let's listen.
All right, here we go. Here's Shep.
And Bratton reportedly says he'd want to be London's top cop. But critics say his style won't work in
Now, do you know what the most ironic thing about this is? Let's go back to year 2006 when he was doing a throwback from a reporter named Jane Skinner who made the exact same error.
Really?
Oh, okay. Jane did, not Shep.
Wow.
The deputy police chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cop after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. Three other officers were hurt in the attack. And those are your latest headlines. I'm Jane Skinner. Time now to send you back to Shepherd, who is live where? Just outside of Memphis.
South Carolina Gamecocks. She's a big fan of South Carolina. You know, Steve Spurrier is a coach there now, Janie.
Do you know how hard it is to read when everyone else in the studio is shaking with laughter at your misfortune?
I know. Yes. I've been there, Jane.
You'll be there again, Shep. Yep.
What's your take on Anne Hathaway? I think you like her, right?
I like Anne Hathaway.
Oh, I do, too.
She did a really credible rap on Conan last night.
Yeah, I saw this. Uh-huh.
I think you'll like
Heard about it.
Yeah, here we go.
It's in the style of Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And, he recently wrote a love song. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called How to Love, and it's really beautiful. And I thought if he can play with expectations, maybe I can too.
Okay, so a rap song in the style of Lil Wayne about the paparazzi.
Yes, okay.
Yo, I'm a paparazzi. I don't play no Yahtzee. I go pop, 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 pop. My camera's up your crotch. See, I tell the truth from what I see and sell it to Perez Hilton. Don't call me scuzzy, making money. That's my job, celeb photography. What? Hell no, I'm not needy. I'm legit, not stalkerazzi. Don't act so hotsy-totsy, bitch. I know that you from Jersey. Pop, 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 pop. Scream all you want, won't make me stop. Pop, 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 pop. I know you love to feel my pop.
Pretty good. And that, Mike, that is your magical. That is a good one. We will take a break and come back with Buzz and the news right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. What is this?
I played this for Mark. He added additional RAM to his MacBook yesterday. This is Paul McCartney, Smile Away, from the album RAM.
Wow.
Kind of like the old school start of it.
It's the last song. It actually immediately follows Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey on the LP, and they sort of segue into each other.
Well,
great record.
Segue into this right now. Time to get Buzz News, and take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. It's your lockbox in the sky. Now have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share your files, pictures, and music from any mobile device with iConfidential. From tax records to medical records to wills and passports, store them safely and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe, easy, and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. iConfidential.com. Just click their ad on our website.
They're delicious.
They are. Our top story today, we don't entirely suck. The Standard & Poor's credit rating agency may have downgraded us, but Fitch Rating says we're still AAA.
Hey, Fitch.
Unlike S&P, Fitch is showing confidence in the government's moves toward cutting the deficit and says the outlook is positive.
Fitch is back.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, S&P lowered our rating from AAA to AA+.
Ain't that a Fitch?
And S&P said the outlook is negative.
Quit your fitching.
but we're not home free.
Hey, Mike, teach a man to fitch. He'll eat for a lifetime.
I'm Rick James, Fitch. Thank you, I win.
You do. Fitch says it will lower our credit rating at the end of the year if Washington hasn't cut that $2 trillion in spending by then.
So watch it.
A panel of six Republicans and six Democrats has already been assembled to try to make that happen as painlessly as possible.
But they've made them from other body parts.
That's right. Random
I don't
spare parts.
They've been assembled from other bodies.
We can build them. A Republican presidential hopeful Rick Perry, meanwhile, is accusing the the chairman of the Federal Reserve of approaching treason. Treason is defined as a criminal betrayal of your country. Perry says Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke comes close to that by allegedly printing more money to improve the economy in time for the president's reelection effort. Even Karl Rove thinks Rick Perry crossed a line here with that accusation.
I do.
Rove says the accusation is unpresidential. And
unpresidential.
And he says it portrays Perry as just another cowboy from Texas.
He's a cowboy.
Who are you?
I'm Karl Rove.
Do you have, are you the architect?
I am the architect.
Do you have a plan?
I have a master plan.
Perry is currently the governor of Texas and has been since George W. Bush left that job to serve as president. Now, Republican presidential hopeful Michelle Bachmann, as you heard earlier, led a crowd in singing happy birthday to Elvis on the anniversary of the singer's death.
It's yesterday. Just, you can't really, it's not the way it sounded. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's just funny.
It is.
It's just
it
funny is. When somebody makes a big deal about something that's that wrong.
And it came just 2 days after she defined the word submissive as meaning mutual respect. Dictionary.com defines it as compliant, passive, resigned, tame, and subdued. Sunday, Bachmann was explaining to Meet the Press what she meant a few years ago when she said that God directs women to be submissive to their husbands.
Oscar, did you explain the meaning of the word submissive to your masseur?
No. Two words for you. Hey, Santana, submit to this.
And happy birthday, Elvis.
Submit to my corn cob.
And to wrap up the roundup, late last week, Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney told a crowd that corporations are people, and that, quote, everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people.
We're going to have a seashore theme with this next massage. I call this technique find the starfish. No.
The president, meanwhile, has his own set of serious problems, and he's still touring the upper Midwest yesterday saying that it's not government that's broken in this country, it's politics.
Oscar, I'm going to teach you a new trick. I'm going to teach you how to hold a lily flower without using your hands.
One thing that apparently isn't broken in this country is country music.
For pass me that McDonald's straw.
Oh, come on.
We shall make a McFlurry to help your glutes.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
No, Buzz,
he really
and
is.
And now I'm sorry for you as well.
I'm never telling you guys anything again.
Country music going strong in this country, Mike.
Okay, yes, Buzz.
Yes. For 34 years, the Country Music Awards were on CBS and nobody much cared. Even CBS stopped caring, and the annual award show got picked up by ABC, where it's been for the last 5 years. This year.
Let me find your Willie Nelson Oscar.
This year, for the first time in CMA history.
I never got Ronick to spin anything up before. That's good.
This year, for the first time ever, all three of the old major networks are bidding for the Country Music Awards.
Which, I will be Blake Shelton and show you my honeybee.
Which now draws about 17 million viewers, which is more than the American Music Awards.
Buzz, my apologies.
That's quite all right.
I'm very sorry. It's taboo when we do this when you're doing the news. It's like we're doing this.
You know what?
You know, yes.
It's okay.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm in pain.
Yeah. Well, we don't want that.
Good Lord.
Well, we're also now hearing that the stage manager for Sugarland may have saved the country duo's lives by holding them backstage longer than planned as severe weather was approaching.
Really?
Moments later, a powerful windstorm knocked down that stage.
That was a scary video,
the Indiana
man.
State Fair.
Some of the audio is really horrifying. Really horrible.
And finally, sometimes combining different tools into one device, it's a great idea. Take the Swiss Army knife, for instance. Mm. Sometimes the combinations are bad. You remember the keychain bottle opener. That was a bad combination.
Yeah, but they still use them.
We leave you to
decide. I have one from another radio station that you work at.
Thank you.
We leave you to decide if this is a good combination. A vibrator for women that has a USB memory drive built into it.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, RJ, calm down over there. Whoa. Wow. Boy, it's like somebody brought out a bowl of pistachio ice cream out here. Now,
RJ's writing his own code over there.
You know,
made a GUI.
For one thing.
There's it. You hear that?
Oh, I could have used that.
Vibrator with Buzz.
I still could have used that.
Vibrator with USB. Whoa.
Now, for one thing, this combination means that a woman can charge or even power the vibrator from her computer, right. But the little drives can also hold up to 16 gigabytes. Mm-hmm. All she has to do is plug it in. And then all she has to do is plug it in.
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We appreciate it. Thank you all very much. Great to be back, and we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Our program today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit smartterm.com. That's with two T's.
Right.
You may be surprised at how much life insurance you can get for just $1 a day.
Dollar.
Call now, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found on our website, on their website, rather, smartterm.com. For everybody in the room that's going out to get a massage, Mike O'Meara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Salutes.